You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. If there is one thing you do not expect to hear about opioids, it's that there aren't enough of them. But even as these drugs fuel widespread addiction and overdose deaths, hospitals in America are actually complaining of acute opioid shortages, meaning a lack of powerful painkillers for patients in acute pain or for those going into or coming out of surgery. From WGBH in Boston, Aaron Schachter has that story.
I think we'll go ahead and get started.
Every weekday at 1 o'clock, about 30 members of Mass General Hospital's Opioid Shortage Working Group crowd into a stuffy conference room to hear the latest news about hydromorphone, morphine, and fentanyl supplies. The news is generally bad. This is Pharmacy Director John Marshall.
The outlook continues to be very bleak in terms of these drugs coming off of shortage. We're seeing 2019 spring and summer, in some cases, before recovery.
Temporary drug scarcities in hospitals are common, but this has been going on for nearly a year. Nancy Way runs Mass General's electronic record system and tracks drug orders.
This is not a just normal shortage. This is really a crisis.
The shortage started last summer after the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, which controls about 60% of the injectable opioid market, closed a critical factory in Kansas. That was after the FDA issued a warning letter to the company after inspections raised questions about the sterility of its drug vials. In a statement, Pfizer says the problem was exacerbated by technical issues with an external supplier. With this facility closed, the three smaller injectable opioid manufacturers can't fill the void. Hospitals and drug makers are looking to the Drug Enforcement Agency for help. The DEA controls the flow of raw materials used to make opioids, and the drug makers say they're running out. But DEA spokesman Rusty Payne is having none of that.
Quite frankly, we're a little tired of being blamed for these shortages.
Payne says the drug makers are responsible for the shortage.
We can't tell them what to produce in terms of product or when to produce or how to produce or how fast. Shortages are due to manufacturing issues and business decisions, not the result of imposed quota or action taken by the DEA.
Payne says the companies have more than enough raw material to make the injectable drugs they need. But the pharmaceutical company Westward disagrees. Dan Motto runs the company's injectables market. He says it will run out of raw materials for injectable opioids in the next 2 months unless the DEA increases its quota.
We're getting calls every day from the hospitals asking for more product. We've added extra shifts at our plant in New Jersey. We're paying overtime to employees. We've actually deprioritized other products to free up capacity.
Motto says he knows the DEA has a tough balancing act, given the nation's opioid crisis, and he's hopeful that a deal can be reached. But back at Mass General, Chief Medical Officer O'Neill Britton points out that Dilaudid, morphine, and fentanyl are the most used pre- and post-op drugs in the hospital for surgeries, cancer patients, and overall pain management. And right now, thousands of medical personnel are being asked to administer workarounds with other drugs they don't necessarily use every day.
That, does present risk, and we implore everyone involved to get together and work through how we're going to fix this.
Until there is a fix, hospitals are carefully rationing the opioids that they have. Pfizer says its plant is being retooled, and it will be back at full production in the first or second quarter of 2019. In Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter for Marketplace.